The root started up the corridor again, and Raynar stumbled after her. He did not want to believe the Killik's version of history, but the truth was clear. Centerpoint Station had been destroyed during the war against the Sith Lord Kydus, and its loss had launched a catastrophic chain of events. Sinkhole Station had been crippled, allowing the Lost Tribe to discover Abeloth and her planet. There could be no denying the Root's claim. The war between the Jedi and the Sith had led directly to the freeing of Abeloth.
No,
Tharut said, speaking inside Raynar's head.
Alarlok's destruction followed, but it did not cause. It was just one link snapping in a chain full of snapping links.
Deep within his mind, Raynar knew he should be alarmed by what was happening to him. Terrified, even. Now that he was in telepathic communication with the Root, his final transition to Joiner was a foregone conclusion. But compared with the level of destruction that would soon descend on the galaxy, his own fate seemed unimportant. What mattered to him now was learning about Abeloth, and about the cause of her release, if it had not been the destruction of Centerpoint Station.
You know, Abeloth was freed the same way she is always freed. The current was turned.
The current of time? Raynar asked. He thought of Jacen Solo and his flow walking. Tahiri had told the Masters that she was convinced that Jacen fell to the dark side, trying to prevent some tragic event that he had seen in the future, and that he had been fond of using flow walking to look both directions in time. Or do you mean the Force current?
Is there a difference? It is the Force that guides the future.
After hurrying through two more archways, the route finally stopped before a set of panels depicting three devastated worlds. In the first, an entire city lay in ruins. There were fungi rising from the rubble, and a drove of three-eyed bipeds could be seen fleeing a horde of tentacled felines. The second relief showed scores of dazed woodland creatures struggling through a blast-flattened forest, many fighting in vain to escape the fang vines wrapped around their legs. The third scene was the most gruesome of all. It was an ocean world, with flocks of seabirds hovering over floating islands of moldy flesh. Hanging in the sky of each world was a female face with a gaping, fang-filled smile that stretched from one ear to another.
And when the current turns, it is the Force that suffers.
Raynar felt sick. He and Jacen had become close friends at the First Jedi Academy on Yavin 4. In fact, Jacen had been among those who helped Raynar and his father protect a lost arsenal of bioweapons from an anti-human terror group. And when Raynar's father died, Jacen had been one of the friends who comforted him. So when Jacen fell to the dark side and became Darth Kydus, it had been hard for Raynar to accept. At first, he had refused to believe the betrayal was sincere. And then he had blamed it on the torture Jacen had suffered as a prisoner of the Yuuzhan Vong. But as the Second Civil War had raged on, Kydus's actions had grown steadily more ruthless, and Raynar had finally understood that his old friend had become one of the most murderous of all Sith Lords. Now it seemed even that condemnation was not terrible enough. In his drive to change the vision he had seen, Darth Kydus had unleashed destruction herself.
Chaos, not destruction. Chaos brings destruction, but she also brings new energy and change.